Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Today's episode, we're going to talk how to negotiate with estate creditors. Negotiating with estate creditors can be complex and sensitive process, especially if you're an executor or administrator of the estate. Here are some steps to help you navigate this situation effectively. Number one, we're going to gather information. Start by identifying all creditors and debts owed by the deceased person. This may involve revolving financial documents, bank statements, bills, and other records. Number two, Prioritize debts. Categorize the debts into secured and unsecured debts. Secured debts are backed by collateral, example, mortgage or car loan, while unsecured debts have no specific collateral. Number three, review state laws. Familiarize yourself with the estate probate laws and regulation. Each state may have specific rules regarding payment of creditors from an estate. Number four, open up an estate bank account. If not already done, open an estate bank account to manage the deceased person's assets and pay creditors from the estate rather than your funds. Number five, you notify the creditors. Notify the creditors of the decedent's deaths as soon as possible. You may need to provide a copy of the death certificate. Send notifications via registered mail or certified mail with a return receipt to show that you have proof of delivery. Number six, you want to verify claims. Creditors should submit their claims against the estate with a specific period as required by state law. Verify the validity of each claim by reviewing the documentation provided. Determine the estate solvency. Calculate the total value of the deceased person's assets and compare it to total debts. If the estate has more debts than assets, it may be insolvent, and estate laws will dictate how to distribute assets among creditors. That's number seven. Number eight, negotiate with creditors. Contact creditors to negotiate the terms of the payment. In some cases, you may be able to negotiate reduced settlements or extended payment plans. Be transparent about the estate's financial situation and its ability to pay. Document all negotiation agreements in writing. Court approval, number nine, if necessary. If there are disputes or disagreements between creditors or beneficiaries, you may need to seek court approval for the distribution of assets. Number 10, paying debts. Pay valid creditors from the estate funds following the priority set by the law. Secured debts usually have higher priority. Keep thorough records of all payments made to creditors. Number 11, closing an estate. Once all valid debts has been paid and the estate has been settled, you can distribute any remaining assets to the beneficiaries according to descendant's will or state law. And number 12, seek legal counsel. If you enter into complex legal issues or disputes with creditors or beneficiaries, it's advisable to consult with an attorney who specializes in probate estate law to guide you through the process. Dorsey's Realty disclaimer. Remember, consult with an attorney who specializes in probate and trust matters to ensure that the disclaimer meets the specific legal requirements and addresses the unique circumstances of your situation. This disclaimer is just a general example and may need to be customized to fit the specific circumstance and legal requirements of the probate estate or trust you're dealing with. It's always advisable to consult with a legal professional to ensure compliance with relevant laws and regulations. And always, you can contact your dedicated certified residential real estate professional specialist, Fred Dorsey, the Prince of Probate, to schedule a telephone conversation. 301-760-2178. Local expertise, global presence. And once again, we're going to wrap up this episode on how to negotiate with estate creditors. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.